Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in word, in a time when we just have some fellowship and worship Him all together around the throne of God. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And thank you for singing that with us. Let's begin today's broadcast service with the Word of God. No better way to start your day than with the Word of God. From Revelation 19, verses 6 and 7, He says, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come." I'm reminded of Sister Mather and Sister Farr from Miami, Oklahoma, two lady evangelists. I remember them saying that they always started their day with the Word of God. They wouldn't read the newspaper or read any other document until they first read the Word of God. Well, it's a great way to start the day. And if you'd like to do that, I'm quite sure that the Lord would bless you. If you'll stay tuned with us, I'll give you some contact information a little later on in the service. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. We welcome your cards, letters, song requests, your offerings, your prayer requests. And if you'd just like to contact us and tell us you enjoy the broadcast service, it would be a blessing. Page 207 in the Holiness Hymns Hymnal. Sing together with us on "What a Gathering That Will Be." At the sounding of the trumpet, when the saints are gathered home, we will greet each other by the crystal sea. With the friends and all our loved ones, they're awaiting us to come. What a gathering of the faithful that will be. Oh, what a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious jubilee. What a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. When the angel of the Lord proclaims that time shall be no more, we shall gather and the saved and ransomed see. Then to meet again together on that bright celestial shore, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. Oh, what a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious jubilee. Oh, what a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. at the great and final judgment, when the hidden comes to life, when the Lord in all his glory we shall see. At the bidding of our Savior, come ye blessed to my right. What a gathering of the faithful that will be. Oh, what a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious jubilee. What a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. Oh, what a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious jubilee. What a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. Hallelujah. Well, it'll be a great time of gathering and a great time of reunion. Hallelujah. From number 6, beginning with verse 24, our precious promise says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Often used as a benediction at many churches at the end of many services. Well, it is great that the Lord blesses us, and it's great that the Lord keeps us, and it's wonderful that he makes his face to shine upon us. It's wonderful that he is gracious to us. It's wonderful that he lifts up his countenance upon us, and most of all, it's wonderful that he gives us peace. Peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let's just take our request to the Lord together in prayer. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for the peace of God that passeth all understanding. We thank you today, Lord, that you do keep us. And we want to thank you, Lord, because you bless us. And Lord, we thank you that your face shines upon us and you're gracious to us. Thank you, Lord, for your countenance lifted up upon us. And thank you so much for the peace of God in our hearts. Lord, so many people in the world are at an unrest. Lord, and they have anxiety attacks, and they're into depression one day and anxiety the next, and mood swings. Lord, no peace whatsoever. But Lord, we're glad today for that deep, settled peace down in our heart. Help each one in this audience today, Lord, that needs peace in their heart. Lord, I just pray you'll calm them and settle them. I pray, Lord, that in the experience of the peace of God will come into their heart as they repent unto you. Lord, bless them, Lord, I pray. Help each one, Lord, to seek you while he or her may be found, while you may be found. Help each one to seek them, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Forward to hearing from you. And again, I'll give you that contact information at the end Let's just continue worshiping the Lord, sensing His presence. Let's sing together on one simply entitled Homecoming.
I saw some people gathering at a church just out of town. They came to hear some preaching and had dinner on the ground. Then I began to get excited, thinking how it's going to be when we gather for that supper just beyond the crystal sea. You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is called to meet Him on that day. Talk about a great singing. The angels will be listening when we crown Him Lord of lords and King of kings. Hallelujah. Well, I heard since my childhood that the Lord's coming back again. We singers sing about it, preachers preach we're near the end. But even though we still are waiting, you know it can't be very long till Gabriel blows trumpet and we'll all be gathered home.
Sing it now.
You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is called to meet Him on that day. You talk about a great singing, the angels will be listening when we crown Him Lord of lords and King of kings.
Hallelujah. Oh, it'll be a great time, will it not? Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my beloved, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yokeman, help the women that labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. The Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time with this broadcast, and we want to be a blessing to you. Send any mail. If you have an offering you'd like to send, make it payable to the Power of Pentecost. Your song request or prayer request are welcome also. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website www.pentecostalradio.org. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is called home.